Good day, everyone. Good day. It is Saturday, January 27, 2018, and this is the Walking Leader 365. Today's topic, we're going to touch back a little bit on the negativity. We're going to talk about the naysayers and the detractors. The detractors. Don't worry about them. They're going to be around. They're going to be everywhere. They are in places you don't even expect. Heck, there might be some right there in your own home. Somebody might be right next to you. There might be one of them right next to you right now as you're listening to this. They're everywhere. So don't be surprised. Don't get caught off guard. Don't give up, most of all. See, those naysayers and those detractors are there for a reason. For you. The reason is a positive one. It's a good one. You know what it is? It's that you need to up your game. See, the more they criticize you, the more they talk about you, the more you're getting into their heads, the more you're delivering a message that, one, either they wish they had said, two, they wish somebody had told them, or three, it never occurred to them, but it's a logical thing. So they go on the defense. They decide, what does he know? What does she know? What does she have to say? Why is she saying this? Who does she think she is? Who does he think he is? Well, you know what? You know who you think you are? You're a leader. You've been given that title by others. You don't just walk in and says, hi, I'm your leader today. They have to give it to you. And that being the case, those naysayers and detractors, they're making you a better leader. They're making you stronger. And why? Because again, they're putting you to task. They're calling you out on certain things. And these are the things you need to pay attention to. These are the things you need to be working on. Because if you can address one of these things that they're saying, oh, well, you say too many ums and ahs. You know what? Screw that. Screw that. Don't worry about the ums and ahs. As long as your message is getting across, why are they nitpicking? Because that's all they got. That's how they're making you better. Sure, maybe one day you're going to say, you know what? I'll get more practice. I'll get more comfortable. And then the ums and the ahs will go away. But in the meantime, they can say whatever they want. Screw them. Because again, they're not saying the message. And if they're distracting people from hearing your message all because you say ums and ahs and huh, well, something's wrong there. And that is not, well, that is a good thing. It's not. It's not that it's not. It's that it is. Because again, don't worry about them. Worry about yourself. Continue being better. Listen to them, but don't listen to them. Don't let them get inside your head. Listen to them enough to say, hey, well, what is he bringing to the table? What is she saying? And if it's valid and it's something you work on, by all means, work on it. But if it's just to make noise, let them make noise. It doesn't distract from your message. It doesn't distract from your leadership abilities. Because again, everybody else found it. So it's on them. Folks, have a great start to your weekend. Enjoy it. Get to work on stuff. And I will talk to you tomorrow.